Today, we're going to hear about a thriving operation called Bounce Back. It's based in Galway. It's a mattress recycling business that provides employment opportunities for people who have difficulties getting jobs. The majority are from the travelling community. So we have two people in our Galway studio. We have Martin Ward, manager at Bounce Back. How are you doing, Martin?
How are you getting on, Ray?
Good. And Keith McDonough, who's supervisor at Bounce Back. How are you doing, Keith?
How's things, Ray? All good?
Good. All good, yeah. Martin, I'll go to you first. So you spotted a gap in the market when it came to recycling mattresses.
Yeah, so in 2017, we established a social enterprise called Bounce Back Recycling. After identifying a gap in the market for a mattress recycling project in the west of Ireland. And have been working away since then and have recycled over 50,000 mattresses to date.
That's a lot of mattresses. Before we get to talk about, you know, the travelling community and the unemployment, just tell us a little bit about what you do. So I would imagine it's the outside of the mattress that's thrown away and everything else is recyclable, is it?
Yeah, so we take in the mattress and we deconstruct it by hand and break it down into the various components, and about 75% of the mattress is recyclable.
Right. And would you come and take it away if I had one on offer?
Yes, so we are offering currently a domestic household collection across 10 counties in Ireland, and we offer a nationwide collection service to commercial clients and local authorities.
And you charge me?
We charge, yeah. So you can book a collection and www.bouncebackrecycling.ie.
And of course, a lot of people are buying into the recycling thing now, which is hugely important if we want to save our planet. So they would have to dispose of it anyway, which would cost them money.
Yeah, there's a charge regardless of what process you use to dispose of your mattress. But the difference with ours, it's an environmentally friendly process, and all mattresses are even currently deconstructed by hand.
Yeah, and if I give you a particular mattress, do you break it up completely, or do you just take the outside off it and recover it?
No, there's no recovering. All mattresses are completely taken apart down into the component parts. So the springs are separated,
right,
the foams, and then the material. No part of the mattress goes back on the market as a mattress.
Right. Now, when you were putting this business together, was it specifically to give employment to members of the travelling community?
Yes, so the project was set up to create employment opportunities for members of the traveller community, because year after year and report after report, we've always had a very high unemployment rate. So we felt, let's take a step back and see what's in our own control, in a way that we could showcase what can be achieved by the community if an opportunity is given. So we've grown from 3 staff in 2017 to 12 staff currently, and by the end of June we'll have 16 staff. We've started working in one county and now we're in 10 counties.
Right.
So the business has grown quite quickly, and the demand for jobs, you know, so this has given the typical stereotype is travellers don't want to work, but this is showcasing what travellers do want to work and what can be achieved.
And what's your personal experience of looking for work before you started this?
Well, I came from business, so my family has always been involved in business, and the challenges that you face in business is unreal. Like, you pretty much have to sell out your ethnicity, hide your identity, and that's literally, you do it because you want to put, like, food on the table.
Yeah.
And like, the damage that does, so...
Well, you're living a lie then, aren't you?
Well, you are, yeah, but it's...
They say, like, in psychological circles that if you know, the face that you put out to the world and your true self are, you know, very different, that's not good for your mental health.
No, it definitely isn't. And I think it depends, like, every individual is different. Some people can do it for a week, some could be for a year, some could be for 10 years. But you're only putting off the damage that you're doing to yourself. So there comes to a stage that, listen, now we have to just change the narrative, because this is a narrative that's out there that Travellers doesn't want to work, but it wasn't created by us. And, like, when we start looking at the social enterprises, we were saying, this is a way for us to create employment, but definitely... You know, we've been overanalyzed as a community, and there's been so many reports. And even during the boom times, the travel unemployment rate didn't decrease. And in 2017, the Community Foundation of Ireland did an attitudes and behaviour study, and 83% of people, non-travellers that took part in that study, said they would not employ a traveller. And that's very similar to the stats of the 80% unemployment rate.
Yeah, and how can we hope to improve the situation? for everybody, if that's the case. Keith, how are you?
How's things, right?
Good. So what's your experience of trying to get work?
Well, I passed my rigid licence probably 10, 11 years ago.
Yeah, driving.
Driving for the art, not the Arctic, the rigid licence. Yeah, so yeah. I had applied for a couple of jobs. No, they were vacant, and there was a couple of vacancies in some jobs. I'd send in my CV. I had a clean licence, which never even got a call back or an email back. So that's kind of my experience of
it. And how would they know from your CV that you're a traveller?
Well, McDonough is a very popular traveller name. Yeah. As you know yourself. Yes. Like, it's, do you know, McDonough is a very popular traveller
name. As is Ward, I suppose. Is it, Martin?
Yeah, yeah. Both, like, yeah. Yeah.
So they just assume from your name that you're a traveller, and then they make assumptions about your work ethic and various other things.
They're assuming you're a traveller. They more likely know you're a traveller, and then the stereotype that travellers don't want to work.
Yeah.
That's what you're facing. And as you can see, when Martin took a bounce back, you can see what we can achieve when we're given the chance. Like, look what we've created with bounce back now at the moment.
Martin, this seems like the way forward, isn't it? It's taking it into your own hands.
Well, I think that we can't do this alone either, Ray. So I think that there is a challenge for mainstream employers, and that's why this recent report out there, and also like for the government. So like there is jobs within the public service, and I was talking to somebody a couple of days ago, and they said there was around 400,000 jobs in the public service, but I'd say that there's like there's a handful of travellers in that. So the report is recommending internships, but also the government leading the way and taking leadership to create jobs within the public service for travellers. Like, if we're 1% of the population, why aren't we?
There should be 4,000 then working in the public service. So that should be reflective.
So if travellers are 1% or migrants or 10%, like, they should be reflective in the public service. So there's a huge challenge there on government as well to take on this, because what we can't employ every traveller that wants to be employed currently in Galway or across the country. It can't be left to the community and voluntary sector to sort this out. And it is government leading the way and promoting this diversity and inclusion, but where is it for travellers in the jobs?
What age are you, Martin?
I'm 37.
Right, okay. Have you seen any improvement for travellers in your lifetime?
No, to be honest, for me, it's report after report, and the stats haven't changed, and it's like each report is buying 3 or 4 or 5 years of traveller lives.
Because they're waiting for the report to act on that report.
Yes, so they're waiting for the report to act, and then a lot of the times there's no like targets, and like then a lot of the stuff isn't delivered upon. Well, then there's no sanctions. We'll just roll out another report in the hope that. We haven't got 5 and 10 years to be wasting now. We just need to get on with it.
If you were given control of a campaign, a media campaign, I know I'm ambushing you a bit with this question, but if you were given control of a media campaign to put your story out there to the settled community, what do you think the main message should be?
Well, I think it's how people, like the travellers, are perceived in a certain way without people even knowing or ever meeting the traveller.
Yeah.
And to be blunt, a lot of the times it's down to the media and the way that stuff gets hyped as well.
Right.
But like we've had conversations and broke down so many barriers now with BBR for people that never had any connection.
What's BBR?
Bounce Back Recycling, the mattress recycling company. Sorry.
And they know that from racism in other countries as well, that the more you interact with an ethnic minority, the less likely you are to be racist towards them.
Yeah, so like we've as I said, broken down so many barriers, and it is that connectivity. But if there's a cement wall between you and the settled community, well, you're never going to break down any of that. And even by the service, like we're creating social impacts for members of the traveller community in Bounce Back Recycling via the jobs. But the environmental impact that we're creating is for the whole of society.
Yes, yes, yeah.
And I think that will break down. So we're doing our bit.
Okay. So just give us the website address, Martin, because we've run out of time, so people can contact you to get their mattresses recycled.
Yeah, so the website address is www.bouncebackrecycling.ie.
Okay. We'll talk again, Keith and Martin. And if we're down in Galway, you might come and join us on the show and we'll have a longer chat. Okay, for the moment.
No better at all.
Martin Moore and Keith McDonough, thanks very much.
Thanks very much.
Bye,
Thank you.
Bye-bye. That's it from us. Cormac and Sarah on the way. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.